Our suggestion is a frog.
But this is now this is a thick swamp sludge we got going on here. Very thick swamp sludge.
Yeah, Dale, it is definitely muddy, and my boots are buried in sludge. I hope these crawdads is worth it.
I was told that the best crawdads in the Western Hemisphere were found right here in Swampsville.
Well, I trust you. I believe in you, and I will not settle for anything less than the best when it comes to crawdads. You might consider me a crawdadasaur. It's muddy here. It's muddy here, but I'm into it. I'm into it.
Yeah. Well, no, I would consider you that, Tucker. I would consider you a crawdadasaur. I mean, frankly, it's you and that wonderful pamphlet that got me into crawdads in the first place. And that the descriptions of the spice and oh, could you pass me you know what? Let's go with a pale ale. Do we have any pale ales left?
Oh yeah. There you
Oh,
go.
thanks.
I'm gonna
Just
have
a
that.
little less heavy this time. Yeah, it was your pamphlet, but you talked about the spices and the was it head meat? Oh gosh, it was exciting. It was exciting to learn about, Tucker.
Well, the brains are the most delicious part, as we all know. It goes fine with a pale ale or a Guinness, if you prefer something more stout. Dale, if the pamphlet is the spark, then you are the flame, and the crawdad is the fruit of our exquisite adventures and culinary adventure.
Wow. I mean, first you're a crawdadasaur, and now suddenly, what is this? Is this a blooming poemasaur that I'm hearing right now?
This night is like poetry. Each step in the mud is a climb up a mountain of magical adventure. Was that a poem? Oh my God. What's in this Guinness? I love it.
And I think it's wheat.
Oh, wheat. Delicate amber flower.
Wow, there you go off
Of
again.
the farmland.
Hold on, let me take a look at the. Oh, yeah. Okay. So I think I see what's going on here. There's some parts of the swamp, just looking at the map here, that may have some strange intoxicating effects on certain individuals.
Oh.
That's what the person in the shack who showed me the map told
Dale.
me.
Your map marks the spot X at the center of our universe. Yes, there's something about this swamp that's magical. There sure is.
Oh boy. All right, well, I feel like we're moving from some poetic, loose poetic license into a sort of waxing poetic scenario. And I don't know. Well, how do you feel about all the poetry you're spitting right now? I mean, frankly, I'd like to move on to get to those crawdads just a little further, but if you want to stay, remain a poet, you know, I'll support you. I'll support you. But
Oh,
just like you support me getting this new hobby.
we support each other. Poetry is life. Crawdads are tasty. Did that statement end with a period or a question mark? I don't know.
Oh, boy. Okay, we're getting into accidental haiku territory here. You know, it must be like a genetic thing. What is that? It's the green, leafy... It's not arugula. It could be arugula. It's an herb that to some people tastes soapy. Cilantro. So, like, that you don't have... You have the gene that makes the swamp, makes you all poetic, at least for now, and I guess I don't. So I just kind of have to listen to this.
Hey, Jerry, check out them guys over there.
Oh, what do you think they're up to? Got a hat. There's like a mid-sized cooler, probably a couple varieties in there. A map.
They look like explorers. Hey, they're gonna scare the ducks away.
Oh, but we've been out here hunting for ducks for hours.
I know. I mean, we've perfected at least 20 whistles, and this duck blind is. We've been planning this for months.
Yeah. Try and whistle after whistle.
Hoo-hoo. Yeah.
Quackity, quackity, quack. Quackity, quack, quack.
Oh. That's a good one. Yeah, well, that's a, what is that, a mallard? I like it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's a mallard in the mid-morning sun that's a little parched.
I love it. I thought I detected that. A mallard in the mid-morning sun. Who's thirsty? Well done.
Yeah, it's thirsty. Like, they're seeking something, but, you know, they have a lot to offer, too. It's not... They had plenty to eat. You know, they got resources. They might be looking for love, but, you know, it's not their driving force, and that this seems to attract a lot of ducks.
Oh, yes. It's kind of like a mating call, but not really. More for a duck who's just kind of swinging.
Yeah, this is like, you know, if someone had gotten a duck and they taught that duck how to read, and then that duck read that the book, was it like that pickup artist stuff book?
Oh, yeah.
And that duck was looking for mates.
We're trying to get those ducks that read that book, The Game, and they dress like magicians.
The Game, that's the book.
Yeah, and they're like, hey, nice webbed feet. Where'd you get those, Kmart? And then the next thing you know, they got like a harem of other ducks wanting to get with them. Yeah, that's a great book.
Yeah, you know, it's weird about that is that with humans is like the book's a bunch of bullshit. It's just a bunch of toxic masculinity stuff. But when a duck does that stuff,
yeah,
it seems to be great. And it's not like a trick. All the ducks seem to be in on it. They just seem to like that process.
They don't mind it. They don't mind. They don't distinguish between being tricked and actually being in love with someone. Hey, whatever makes them happy, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I do want the ducks we hunt to be happy. That'd be good.
Yeah, it's a simple life. Look at them. Look at those ones out there. They're so relaxed. Even the one with the mohawk and the earring. Hey, he's doing his thing.
Yeah, he's peacocking.
Yeah, he's totally with the feather display. I mean, that look is obvious, isn't it? I mean, what kind of duck with any sense of dignity would dye their feathers neon green?
Yeah, no, it's a bold choice. It's a bold choice for sure. But then again, these guys coming through. Just gonna scare away the ducks. I know we like to get a nice big heap of ducks before we actually do anything. You know, it's not worth it to just get a couple ducks. So.
No, we've invested too much to settle for a couple ducks. I want to be eating duck for the next month. Hey, listen to this. Listen to this whistle. Yeah, you tell me what it is.
Okay.
Quack, 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 quack. Quack.
Yeah, no, I've heard this. This is, now this is interesting. We're crossing regions here. This is, that was like a duck from Florida, right? Florida
yes.
Duck?
Mm-hmm.
The more, you know, red, bulbous kind of stuff on the face, kind of big, you know, sometimes a little more aggressive depending on how often they're fed and how they're fed. And It sounds like this one has a unique personality. Am I getting that?
Oh, yeah. You are hot. You know, if cold to warm, that is, you're close.
Okay. Can I hear it again, actually?
Quack, 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 quack.
Yeah. Okay, so this is a duck. I think they recently kind of had a goth phase, and they did a lot of clubbing, and that was fun for them for a while. But then, you know, they just kind of found some other hobbies. They kind of wanted to spend more time with themselves, like almost date themselves. And then have they just started studying to the library sciences?
Boom. Yes, yes, and yes. It is a duck named Carl from Dade County who listens to a lot of Cure, dresses like Robert Smith, took a look in the mirror after a painful breakup and decided to spend his time studying the Dewey Decimal System and become a librarian. How did you, what gave it away?
You know, it's the little things. It's the slight pause, you know, between the quacks, and there's a certain kind of humility.
Yeah.
Of self-realization there.
He's been humbled. I try to put a little ennui in there. I try to put a little, you know, an epiphany in that one. The last quack, that one, it was a sort of a sad, bittersweet symphony of adolescence and childhood lost.
Yeah, you know, one of my favorite poems is okay, looking ahead, it looks like we're almost out of the poem spot for you. You gonna make it, buddy?
Oh,
Tucker,
take another step across the bridge of. Oh yeah. Oh, cool. Yeah, right up there. I guess I'm out of it. Oh, great.
Yeah, but good for you. You know, it's not a poem, but it's a song. You know, the lyrics to songs are poetry. Do you ever you ever realize that? But it's you know, bittersweet symphony. It's got that great sample.
Oh yeah.
I guess again, that's not about the words, but what can you do?
I mean, you know, trying to make ends meet. You're a slave to money, and then you die. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Very original stuff.
Never thought about it, but those guys are deep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and then the violins. So it's literally kind of symphonic. Wow, what is this on your map? The philosophical section?
Oh boy, oh yep. It appears that no matter how far you're going, you still always have to go half the distance to get there, and that half the distance has arrived right now, and I guess we're gonna wax philosophic for a little while.
That is some heavy shit. Because I'm not sure if I'm halfway there or I'm halfway through, and what is life but a trip to a question mark? What is the
meaning? Gosh, did we accidentally get some of that? Did you like slosh some of the poetry water in your boot a little bit?
A little bit.
Yeah, if I want to get that out, you know, the combination could really slow us down. Philosopher poet scenario.
I mean, what is truth, anyways?
Oh gosh, he's at the exact intersection. He's turned into a beat poet.
You mind if I pull up some congas over here?
Oh, okay. I mean, the person who sold me this, again, very mysterious figure. Literally a shack large enough for a person.
Mm-hmm.
Bunch of palm fronds on top. Do not know where they got that. Like, did they ship them from Florida? But, there's lots of shadows. I came up. They knew exactly what I was looking for, and they gave me the map. And that makes me think, you know, if you obtain what you're looking for, is that you have nothing, right? The journey is gone. The want is gone.
Yeah. I mean, when you don't have a purpose, because someone gave you what you wanted, then who are you? What's left? I'm going to put this toga on.
Oh, you're going to put a toga on?
Oh, that's nice. Comfortable.
I mean, honestly, I am... My everything is covered with swamp stuff. My jeans.
Yes.
My overalls. Fishing hat.
You're wearing a toga of mud.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I brought it up to ask if you had a spare, but I understand. I have a toga of mud, and that's perhaps accepting what I have. You know, whether it's riches, fame, fortune, a toga of mud. Maybe my happiness only truly relies on accepting whatever that is.
Yeah.
Or maybe happiness isn't even something that's obtainable.
I can dig it.
But could I borrow a toga if you have one?
Sure. Yeah. Here, enjoy. I mean, look, don't we all end up sleeping in a toga of mud eternally? Never too early to start practicing. Sorry, this philosophy section is really, it's strong. It's strong over here where I am. The water's warm in this area.
Yeah. I mean, you are a good foot deeper than I am. And you took off your boots, so, you know, lift up and but forward.
Oh yeah.
Don't get stuck.
Okay, it's a vortex.
It's a vortex for sure. And, you know, I don't know when the last time you watched the Neverending Story part one was, but oof. I don't want to be having to pull you out of the mud, because I know how that ends. Because that's how it all ends.
That's how everything ends, isn't it? The story ends at some point. But it's the journey that matters, isn't it? There I go again. I can't stop myself.
Well, you know, I'm halfway there, and then you're a little more in there, so we got a whole thing going. It's hard to stop. It's you know, I feel like us in the philosopher's zone is a lot like pushing a boulder up a mountain.
Exactly. I mean, when you...
Sorry. No, you go, and then I'll ask for my beer.
Here, have another ale.
Oh, great.
Yeah, you like that? I'm going to have some more stout.
Yes. Oh, good.
Quack. Hey. What do you think of my mohawk, ladies?
I mean... It's fine. Like, I'm just going to say right now, it's obvious what you're doing.
What? Hey, I hate your beak.
Why?
Because, you know, if you, you know, I'll give you a chance to prove yourself to me.
Who am I? What did I just... What did I just swim into here?
My name is Mark.
Who am I proving myself to? Did you say?
My name is Mark. I do magic, and I think your tail feathers suck.
Okay.
Don't you want to earn my respect?
No, I feel like you're the... I mean, I don't know what sort of duck you were before, but it seems like you just kind of got into a lot of very toxic kind of duck literature or, you know, and a lot of the time, you know, sometimes my friends are okay. We just been talking. We're like, I don't want to just meet someone who regurgitates a book about hating me.
Yeah, you know? It's not that I hate you. It's that I want you to feel like you want to earn your respect in my eyes because I... Hold on, let me speak with this, my coach, my friend over there. Hey.
Yeah, hey, what's up?
It's they're on to me. It's not working. What should I do?
What do you mean they're on to you?
Well, they
know your strategies?
My strategies, yes.
Oh, the strategies are out. Well, that's the only book the humans have ever flown in here, which is, it told us what to do. And have you tried being an asshole?
Yeah, that's all I've been doing. Look, I am a virgin. And I cannot go another mating season.
You don't have to tell me that every time we talk, Mark. You don't have to constantly bring up how you haven't had sex before.
Well, I do because you're my dating coach, and I consider this a mandate.
Yeah, well, I take copious notes on all of our sessions. I know so much about you. I know the first three times you tried to not be a virgin anymore, and I'm sick of thinking about you not having sex.
Well. Here's a quick cure for that. You won't have to not think about me not having sex if you get me laid.
Oh boy. Okay. You want me to go over?
I don't know. Introduce me. Yeah. Do some. Help me.
Okay.
Help.
I will talk for you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Go talk to that. Go talk to the one with the.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That one over
Hello.
There.
Hello.
Hi. What's up?
Hi, this is, first of all, my name is Philly Seymour, and this is my buddy Mark. Two things you need to know about Mark. One, excellent magician.
Yeah.
Very good magician.
Uh-huh.
Very magical duck. And number two, he's a total asshole. So you want me to leave you two to it, or,
Oh, I'm sorry, Philly, Mark, wait a second. Did you say asshole?
Oh, yeah, he's the worst. To further explain, just a moment ago, right? Wait, I'm sorry, was he talking to you or a different duck?
He was talking to my friend over there.
Okay, so he was talking to your friend, right? And,
yeah.
Oh, boy. He drops the ball big time, comes swimming back over to me, and he says, I can't do it. I'm going to still be a virgin forever. It's unbelievable, right?
Mark, is this true? You're a virgin? I mean, technically, what are you doing, man? I do magic. Oh, okay.
Oh, whoa. It seems
like a non sequitur.
Hold on. Is that, are those ducks, are they gathered up? Something seems to be, I feel like sparks are flying.
Well, you know, I was listening to the quacks, and, it sounds like that one duck is, desperately trying to reinvent himself because he's afraid to be authentic. And he's got a dating coach now. It's real sad. The quack sounded kind of like this. Quack, 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 quack.
Oh, that is sad. That's so sad. The last one sounded a little bit like a fart.
Yeah, a real squeaker. It's tough.
Well, you know, what worked for me was throwing that book out into the lake, but then again, here we go, all these ducks trying to peacock, and I forgot the rest of it. What did the book say? What was it called when you put someone down to make them like you?
Oh, yes. Nagging.
Yep.
That's right.
And now we just got a swamp full of nagging ducks.
I mean, that book was a brilliant plan because they're all gathered there together and certainly fallen into our trap. But on another level, I feel kind of sad for them because they're tricking themselves into thinking that love is a game.
Yeah, and I tricked myself into think the ducks could still have fruitful relationships from it, but
yeah, you know, the only if people could just be themselves, maybe they wouldn't buy these books. It's a lack of confidence that we're exploiting here.
That's true. Just want to check in. Are there enough ducks for us to kill them all yet, or should I study my hand?
We got a lot, I'm ready to go.
Okay.
Those two guys over there, they're dangerously close.
They were getting close to the little club area you set up. By the way, I feel like the black light was a really great touch.
You like it?
I mean, the ducks seem to love it.
It's super stony, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure.
I put a magic eye poster over there on that lily pad. They're going to be
nice
trying to figure that one out for a while.
Yeah, but I feel like the one that's like, you know, used to be goth and going to all the clubs.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if a duck answers that call, I feel like the situation with the fog and the black light will be like a, you know, it won't be so harsh of a transition.
Oh, yeah. Black eye lights are the perfect social lubricant for people going through an awkward self-discovery phase.
Yeah.
I know that because a friend of mine, not speaking from experience.
Oh, okay. Because when you said it sounded like you, but I'll believe what you say.
Please do.
Okay.
Yes. I definitely didn't spike my hair up and wear smeared mascara and listen to The Cure every day for weeks after Rhonda dumped me. I certainly didn't do that.
Oh.
Huh? Where were we? Blacked out there.
Oh, no. Oh, geez. Well, I can get you some water.
Oh, yeah, please.
Yeah, that's the most common cause of stuff like that. I'll get you some water.
Definitely didn't break my heart into a million pieces. And well, these aren't,
sorry, what?
Huh? What?
Just,
oh,
I was running the sink. What?
I said we better get ready to, drink beer and hunt ducks, and never talk about our feelings.
Did you say you never talk about our feelings?
I said.
Well, it's just that's what I treasure about these outings. You know, it's not about the number of ducks we can kill at once. It's the communication.
Really?
I mean, yeah.
Well, Dale, I've always been afraid to say this, but I don't even like to eat duck.
Yeah.
I just like hanging out.
Yeah, duck is fine, right? But we invest so much in these whistles, I feel like it's not even really saving us anything to hunt for them.
No. All the bells and whistles and...
Yeah.
Traps and stuff.
It's a lot of money. And like, you know, sure, they're the most convenient, but that person in the tiny shack, just large enough for one person that stands in the shadows, the prices are pretty big.
Yeah.
Or high. You know, that's not how people talk about money. I'm sorry. I meant high. They're high prices.
Exactly. That's expensive. And you know, we invest all this money under the pretense of getting crawdads when all I want to do is just really like hang out. Like, I enjoy having beers and talking about my feelings. my feelings. Talking about my feelings.
Oh yeah, yeah, for sure, Tucker. I mean, like it's a lot of work to get crawdads, and it is expensive, and the conversation is relieving to say especially when you go through an emotional and philosophical swamp area. I feel like we both got to get a lot off our chest.
Yeah.
And these robes are nice. They're light.
Oh, Dale. Yeah, totally. Totally, man. These robes I feel like every time I move my arm, a cool breeze swishes across my ribs. There's silken. These robes.
That's really nice. Thank you for bringing a spare of this very expensive robe. What's this called? Your initials are in it.
Yep. T.T. Tucker Thomas.
Yeah, Tucker, that's really nice. You got that embroidered. It's nice.
Yeah. I actually got one for you, Dale Dawson. You see this one here? we got matching robes. Here, try this one. It's I think it really suits you.
Oh, wow. Thanks. Yeah. I mean, this other one was nice, but clearly fitted to you. So I'll put on mine instead.
Enjoy.
For me. Are these bespoke robes? This is very, fits very well.
Dale, I spent 19 hours sewing them myself. Are they bespoke? They are bespoke. You wow. Bet.
Only thing I have to say is I'm sorry that the first time you give me this wonderful gift, I literally am constantly dragging it through the mud.
Well, Dale, once you set a gift free, it belongs to the receiver, and yes, it's muddy. But what isn't in this crazy muddy world of ours?
Yeah, the swamp, it's super muddy. Everything's muddy.
Oh, dude, a crawdad.
Whoa, it just leapt out of the water. Oh, whoa, I knew this map was legit.
Nice.
So many crawdads, they just fly through the air.
They're all over.
It's incredible.
They glow in the dark?
They do.
It's so enchanting.
What does that glow from? It's like a... Do you hear like a faint bass line? Dude. It feels like we're next to a club right now.
I do.
That's what it feels like.
Listen, do you hear that? The crickets. Do 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 do.
Oh, it's the song Bittersweet Symphony.
Oh my God. The crickets are rubbing their legs in a bittersweet symphony.
Holy moly. Yeah, I mean, I like this song too, but that's okay. That's one thing we have in common, and everything else you've done has just been like saying weird lines at me. I just feel like this isn't the kind of duck relationship I want.
Well, I'll admit it. I've been lying to you. Yes. My name is Mark. I am a virgin.
Well, yeah, that's the one thing you didn't lie to me about, right? You said you were Mark, a magician.
That's the only thing I didn't lie about. I don't know magic.
What?
No. I put cards up my sleeve, and this scarf didn't come from the palm of my hand. It's all a lie. It's all smoke and mirrors.
Jeez.
You know.
Okay.
We got off on the wrong foot. I just want to be honest. I think that's the best way to start a friendship. I just thought you looked like a nice person, and you seem really cool. What's your name?
Wow. Thanks. My name is Sandy the Duck. You know, Mark, I'm in a weird position here.
Yeah.
Because most of my head is telling me, you know, this duck was an asshole for like 5 minutes and that didn't work. And so then eventually broke down. It seems genuine and nice. So you should probably just walk away.
Well, Sandy,
But then also, yes. Maybe I, you know, no part of me is saying I shouldn't do that, but here I am.
Well, Sandy, I really appreciate you taking a chance on me. I hate your feathers. I love your feathers. That was an old reflex.
I feel like I want to kick you in the face.
I feel like I deserve to be kicked in the face. Sandy, will you kick me in the face? Oh, what bittersweet torture. Yes. Now that we got that out of the way, you want to get a coffee?
Where?
Over there by the black light and the magic eye poster on that lily pad.
Wait, what is that? It's a huge, what is that? It's like a lot of ropes tied together, slowly moving our way.
Oh my God. It's a,
what is this? It's a, what is this club?
Oh no, I think it's a net. Oh no, Sandy.
What?
If we don't make it through this alive, I want you to know that I love your feathers, and I'm sorry for trying to trick you.
Thanks. Gosh, I just don't know if that's another lie. It's confusing because I know so much about so many human concepts, but that you say that's just a net, and I don't know that, and so I just, do I believe him? Do I just go away?
I get it, and I'll be patient with whatever process. Just know that it's genuine, and I'm sorry for trying to live a lie. This is the real me. I cry at sad movies. I sometimes faint at the sight of blood. I never ride roller coasters. And
wait, why?
I like
why
you.
Not? Roller coasters are fun, and we can get on them for free. We just fly there.
Well, if
you... Also, do you cry at other movies, or like, do you laugh at other movies? Is your only reaction to movies crying at sad movies?
Well, romantic comedies, I sometimes laugh and cry.
Okay.
But I have emotions, even though I try to bury them deep down inside.
Okay, I'm a little engaged. What about a movie that, like, you liked it when you were little, and so you're kind of nostalgic for it, but then you watch it again later, and you're like, oh my gosh, the horse dies in, like, the fourth scene, and it's, like, very, very sad, but you didn't realize it was sad, but you're watching it as an adult, and you're kind of trying to figure out your feelings to it.
I have a complicated relationship with said movie.
You also like the Neverending Story Part 1?
I thought, you know, Atreyu could have surrendered to his imagination, but if he didn't, then that world would not live on without him. And I really thought the world was very codependent. So it's complicated.
Huh. Well, that's interesting. I haven't thought about it that way before.
That's my take on it.
I get so much into the nitty gritty that I didn't, you know, think about it as a whole. It's like, yeah, that was a very kind of codependent imagination world relationship. I appreciate that you can identify that.
Yeah, like why? It's okay, you know, this kid doesn't think about you. Why don't you just continue doing stuff, world? You
right?
Know?
It seemed like the world was going fine until just the time when he started reading the book.
That's
right.
That's a good point. Maybe that book is really the catalyst. Without reading the book, the world, who would know anything? Who would be suffering? A tree falling in the forest when no one's around? A dragon flying in the night with a dog face? No one hears it bark?
That's a good point. The waste dragon totally should have barked. But, okay. Well, this was actually a little fun. I'm wary of you, but I'm choosing to believe that that thing slowly heading towards us is a net.
Yes.
So I guess we should go, or...
Yeah, let's fly out of this. Let's swim out of this net here. I'm gonna chew on it with my beak, and then maybe we can go on a second date.
Oh, this, you considered this a date?
Well.
Wait a second. Are you negging me?
It seems like the ducks caught on to the net situation faster than usual today.
Yeah, they just, you know, normally they don't know that you can just swim underneath it, but those two seem to have a real chemistry.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. It's like once they found something, just judging by their quacks, once they found common ground, they did seem to connect in a genuine kind of way.
Yeah, like they found them once they trusted one another, they learned to work together and quack, 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 quack. You hear that one?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Sounds like the beginning of something beautiful.
Okay, so how should we kill the remaining ducks? Oh, boy. Okay.
Well, okay. I'll tell you, it's not going to be hard for me. That one with the mohawk and the earring, that other one, he hasn't even tried to change.
That's true. Wow. This is a lot of crawdads. They are beautiful. Just beautiful.
Gorgeous. I'm lost in a universe of glowing insects.
I was so captivated by our conversation and our goal achievement that I didn't really notice that huge bundle of ducks that's tied together over there.
Good Lord. Yeah. Wow. Hey, those two guys in the duck blind are really pulling in a haul, aren't they?
Yeah, but what are they? They're like sifting through various tools.
Huh.
What are they? Why didn't they just? So they waited till they did it like how people fish.
Yeah.
Like with the nets.
I've never seen that before.
That's kind of weird. It's almost like they wanted to be out here for a long time and didn't really care about, you know, eating ducks.
Yeah, I mean they're actually letting most of them go and really just if I didn't know better, I would think they were just hanging out to hang out and the duck stuff was a pretense.
Oh, it's nice. I love crawdads though. Ever since you introduced me to them, I don't mean to be rude, but I feel like I've been doing this, Tucker or not.
Oh, for sure. I mean,
just to clarify,
you bite the head off, you eat the brains, and then you suck the body out through the neck cavity. What's not to love about crawdads?
What's not to love? There's got so many body part specific terms to use to devour them.
The tentacles, the legs, the. I want the scorpion-like quality to them. Like, there is nothing not enjoyable about a crawdad.
Mm.
Yes, we're going to have quite a feast.
I was just thinking, just with this haul, you know, those ducks don't seem to be using their blacklight or fog machine anymore. That all hunted and whatnot.
Yeah.
Sure. I don't know. Do we have any room for a blacklight or fog machine? Maybe sell it back to that person in that hut.
Hell yeah! Yeah, and get that magic eye poster as well. That seems like something a guy in a hut might be into.
For sure, for sure. And there's like, you know, some vaguely magical qualities to this place. So maybe, you know, magic eye. Ooh. Magic place.
You take the magic eye into the philosophy vortex, and you see into the center of humanity, maybe?
Really? That's what you think will happen?
Or you take the black light into the poetry mud pit, and
okay.
You come out with a collection of poems that gets wins the Nobel Prize.
Wow. That's a very different result. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's all about synergy. And am I standing in the inspiration zone? Is that what your map says?
Yep. We are in the inspirational kind of business leader area. And frankly, I think we just need to put our heads together, put our you know, nose to the grind, just get through this as a team.
Yeah. We're almost there. Yeah. I'll get the black light. You want to get the poster and fog machine. Nice.
That's right. I'll get those. I'll get right on that, Chief. And frankly, I think we're going to be back in the office come the end of the month.
This corporate retreat has been epic. I'll tell you something. If team bonding is the mission, then mission exceeded. We are definitely past the trust exercise.
Oh, yeah.
You'll have the Johnson report on my desk by 5?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, I just want to say, Tucker,
yeah.
I know it's odd for a CEO of a Fortune 500 company to take out, you know, his buddy, his underling who works in the office.
Sure.
Teach him how to pick up some crawdads. But, you know, I appreciate that you take the time.
Well, Dale, you, everybody at our corporation is a superstar. And without your accounting skills, we definitely wouldn't be able to get to where we are now. You're a rock star, my friend.
Oh, a rock star. Amazing. You know, it's nice that at least a part of this weird swamp, a part of it lets us speak how we always speak in everyday life.
Absolutely.
And us two business folk.
Certainly. And if I walk down the hall after this and I don't make eye contact with you, because that's what I do with everybody, I want you to call me out on that because, you know... What was that?
What was that? Is anyone here?
Oh my god.
Oh gosh, it was a huge weird gas bubble. Listen everyone, I swear it wasn't me.
Oh gosh,
we're all on this net together and the weird gas bubble came out.
Sure.
It's so weird.
It smells like methane, and it must be from the swamp. Have you been eating a lot of grass? It smells grassy.
I mean, of course we all eat a lot of grass when it comes up. That's just what ducks eat.
I don't want to. Listen, I know we're all excited to use the new instruments, but those ducks smell. I'll say it. Those ducks smell really
they
bad right
smell
now.
Smell bad. They are.
Stinky ducks.
Yeah. I feel like I kind of don't want to eat them as much as I thought I did. Like maybe just like a, like, you know, you catch a fish, you take a picture with it, and then you let it go.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe we just go lean over and take a selfie with our big net full of ducks and get out of that smell.
Yeah. I mean, wow. That is, spite. That is thick. That air.
I don't know. I it must be some kind of part of this trap with the net and, you know, a duck trap with the gas bubble.
Yeah, yeah. That's, must it was. That's the, I didn't fart either. It was weird. The trap. I don't fart. Just so you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can't. I can't fart. So that's not me. I was born not. Not gassy.
Of course not. You're a lady. And I definitely, when I have to pee, I get out of the pond and I go, over to a facility and then I come back to the pond and swim again. I don't pee in the pond.
Good. Yes. Right. Because it's definitely, you know, that's sometimes the swamp water just gets warmer, you know, it released, you know, maybe from the gas bubble released some heat. And that's why, maybe that's why the water got warmer when the net came in.
It certainly wasn't a fear piss that came. It's just warm where I am. That's all.
Yeah.
It's warm.
Yep.
It's a pocket of warmness.
So, how is chewing the net going?
Say again?
How is chewing the net going? Just, small talk, escape from this.
I it's hard to chew without teeth, but I am beaking the net quite well. You can see the twine is getting a little thinner in this area.
Okay. So the reason I didn't help is because I just thought it was a useless endeavor, but if it's thinning the twine out, I'll try to get out.
Oh, the teamwork. We can do that. Let's do that.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Quack.
You know, as I stand here.
Yeah.
Successfully having gotten a new promotion from my wonderful boss.
Yeah, Tucker. Yeah.
I can't help feel bad that I'm stealing this Magic Eye poster. And those ducks are clearly struggling to get out just right before my eyes.
You know what, Dale? Now you're swimming with the sharks. Now you're running with the big dogs. And that's how promotions work. I'm grooming you to take over the corporation. Because you have that killer attitude. I know you have it in you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And you know what? For good first step for killer attitude is let's save some ducks. I'm going to say, oh, they're stinky. I'm going to save them. I'm going to save some. Okay. I'm going to wrap some of my toga just around my nose.
Oh, nice. It smells like uric acid, but okay. Well, I love that. I'm going to follow your lead. We're a corporation with a heart.
Damn straight we are.
And if you tell anybody about this, I'll have you fired.
Of course. This is all vaguely blackmail from the beginning, right?
Yes.
So, I don't know. I'm trying to look for a knife or using a brute force to just rip this net.
Oh yeah, here I've got a nail clipper.
Oh great, great! That'll be slightly more helpful than these ducks chewing on it.
Yeah,
just to kind of clip over.
Yeah. It.
What is he doing? What?
I think he's gonna free us.
Oh my gosh. With nail clippers.
Oh, that is dedication and commitment.
Isn't that funny? I hope it's not weird, but like, again, I know about that book. I know I've read The Secret. I know nail clippers, but I couldn't identify a net when it was heading right towards me. Isn't that, it's funny. I make myself laugh.
Yeah. You know, sometimes you get so inundated with information and data that it's hard to know what really matters. And at the end of the day, what really matters is getting out of the net. The internet and this net, you know, it's a metaphor.
Hold on, I'm sorry. I'm confused. But what were you saying about getting out of the internet?
Well, just, you know, you get inundated with so much information that it becomes its own trap. And I got lost in that book.
Oh.
The old me. And if I die a virgin, at least I'll die an honest virgin.
Oh my gosh, that's right. I totally forgot. Well, it's fine. We're already in this, right? It's a whole thing.
Yes.
I don't know. We'll see, you know, get out of the net and then see how we both feel.
Yeah. You know, we'll take it one day at a time. No pressure. The old me put a lot of pressure on myself, but you know, it's not about being goal oriented. It's about being relationship oriented.
Wow, that sounds wise.
Well, yeah, they dragged me over this vortex that has me thinking a little differently.
Wow. Yeah, a vortex will do that sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't know. I don't really want to kill humans, but there's definitely, they're just trying to let the ducks go.
I don't want to. Yeah. I don't want to kill them either. And I like that about you. We're on the same page because.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
If there's one thing we got in common, it's we hate human sacrifice.
Yeah, we do. We do. I really do. I really hate it.
I love craft beer and I hate human sacrifice.
Yeah, it's the worst.
It
makes a person die. It's the worst.
Yeah.
Should we just take a selfie just as things are? Just go over, take a selfie. You know, it looks like to be a CEO wearing a toga.
And ducks.
His little underling, a couple of ducks, and
glow in the dark. Two. Crawdads. This is going to look great on Instagram.
It's an action shot. It's like, look at what we were in front of.
This is better than killing a bunch of ducks. Let's capture this moment forever.
Okay. So like serious or
Charlie's Angels. I'm gonna do the finger pistols.
Oh.
Maybe you do a karate sidekick or something.
Okay, I'll do a karate sidekick.
On three. Three, two, one.
I did it on three.
Oh, that's right.
So I don't know I don't know what it looks like. Maybe we just take another and then look.
Okay. Different pose?
What if we, what's a different Mount Rushmore?
Oh, I love it. I love it.
You know?
Yes. Theodore Roosevelt. I got my monocle here. I put that on there.
Okay.
And
I kind of have a bob, so I'll be George Washington.
Oh yeah. That's a nice powdered wig. Yeah.
Thank you.
Love it. I've been growing this mustache out. This is perfect. On three. One, two. Ka-chick. Nice.
And just let me know when we're good. I'm ready.
Oh, boy. You know what? You do the countdown. I'll take the picture.
Okay. On three.
Okay.
Four, one, three.
All right, Dale.
What?
This moment, whether we share it on social media or not, the picture is captured forever in my memories. And I will look back on it fondly.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Oh, look, it looks like those two ducks are, they're flying to Starbucks.
Oh, nice. Hey, hope that one duck, I hope they found, their soulmates. They're, yeah. I hope they've, you know, those kids look like they could, they're off on an exciting adventure.
Yeah. I still feel like she's too good for him.
Oh, definitely.
See?